More Central New Yorkers could be driving electric cars in the next decade or so, as an increasing number of automakers say they're planning to phase out internal combustion vehicles. General Motors, Volvo, and Jaguar are among those making the transition in the next 4 to 15 years, and others are likely to follow. But will there be enough places to charge your car while out and about? Executive Director of Clean Communities of Central New York, Barry Carr, says more and more locations are adding charging stations to meet future demand.
Keep taking baby steps, but know that eventually that's how we're going to get to zero emissions. And it's exciting to see the infrastructure getting caught up. It's nice to see a Stewart's or a Morabito convenience store, and chargers are starting to pop up there. I saw some the other day at a Love's truck stop.
Carr says Volkswagen just installed 4 fast charge units on Erie Boulevard in DeWitt near the car wash, though they're not activated just yet.
If you had a Chevy Bolt, which has a range of 230 miles, you could go over there and plug your Bolt in for a half an hour and add probably about 120 miles of range to it. From there, you could walk over to Best Buy. There's a couple of restaurants there. I mean, there's things you could do while you're charging your car.
Or he says they could be used by electric delivery vehicles. Carr says the shift to electric or other alternative fuels will also be driven by business looking to be more environmentally responsible. For example, he can envision large supermarket chains requiring distributors to go green.
Maybe it's renewable diesel, maybe it's renewable natural gas, and at some point it's going to be electric. That'll also help accelerate the market. So if everybody is educated enough to start to demand it, then that'll help, and it'll also bring the cost down.
Carr says his primary role is to educate the public, car dealers, and businesses about zero emissions vehicles. He says this understanding will lead to faster adoption of the technology, followed by the infrastructure to support it. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.